moon. Now only some 25 minutes away to the scheduled landing on the moon. Astronaut Michael Collins circling alone in the command module Columbia, above the lunar module Eagle, with astronauts Armstrong and Aldrin on board.
12 minutes now until ignition for powered descent. Everything's still looking very good at this point.
Dr. O'Brien.
Yes, I think that direction to play it cool is particularly apropos of Houston, where I lived for 5 years or so, and right now, of course, probably about 90 degrees and 95% humidity or something like that outside. So, play it cool is not irrelevant as far as Houston's concerned. And the same for the
Professor John Lovering, what sort of features of the moon would they be passing over now?
Well, they'd be, they wouldn't be having much time looking around, of course, but they'd be coming close to their landing site, and at this point in time, the landing site is illuminated by a very low angle sun. It's quite early on in the lunar day at the landing site, so all hills and hummocks are shown in sharp relief with heavy, long shadows. This is specifically designed so that when they land, they can get a good eye, or before they land, they can pick the right, smoothest spot in the land.
Some listeners have been ringing in to us asking whether it would be possible for us to see the lunar module.
Presently show the LM at an altitude of 12.9 nautical miles and descending.
Up Eagle again, landing, find a high gain, over.
Whether it would be possible for us to see the LM, the short answer, Dr. O'Brien, is
no. Not a hope. There are factors of hundreds or thousands out, for even the best Earth-based telescopes.